said this twice, but since this is a flat room and it's not on an incline and there's no real stage, maybe if everyone who's tall could move to the side and let everyone who's short up. People can sit down if they feel like it, but that would kill the mood. But if all the short people, if everyone could get here so they could see, and the tall people move into the side room, and still find somebody who they can see over, or sit down, that would be great.
You gentlemen who think you have a mission to purge us of the seven deadly sins should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching. That's where it begins. You lot who feed your face and watch your waist as well should learn for once the way the world is run. However much you twist, whatever lies you tell, food is the first thing, morals follow on. So just make sure that those who now are starving get proper helpings when we all start carving. What keeps mankind alive? The fact that millions are daily tortured, stifled, punished, silenced, oppressed. Mankind can keep alive thanks to its brilliance in keeping its humanity repressed. You say that girls may strip with your permission. You draw the line dividing art from sin, but you should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching. That's where it begins. You lot who bank on your desires and our disgust should learn for once the way the world is run. Whatever lies you tell, however much you twist, food is the first thing, morals follow on. So first make sure that those who now are starving get proper helpings when we all start carving. What keeps mankind alive? The fact that millions are daily tortured, stifled, punished, silenced, oppressed. Mankind can keep alive thanks to its brilliance in keeping its humanity repressed. For once, you must try not to shirk the facts. Mankind is kept alive by bestial